I know it's Monday, but happy Father's Day to you, John, and to every dad that I know and every dad that is listening. Thank you for your job. And I hope that your Sunday was everything that you wanted it to be.
Timmy, I appreciate you saying that. You know me. I love Father's Day. Mm-hmm. It's probably my favorite day of the year. The only thing that didn't make it perfect was that I only had one daughter with me. Julia was back in St. Paul. Other than that, it was a beautiful, beautiful day. I want to thank my dad, who, you know, I miss.
Your dad made his presence known to you guys so many times during your trip to Italy. It's so crazy.
Can I share a story with you
please.
Quickly? I know I've talked about Italy a lot, but this is actually one that is sincere.
Yes.
The only reason that I had that extra week in Italy was because of my father. A couple months before he passed away, he said to me out of nowhere, "Hey, I'd love it if you can someday go to Italy." I'm the only one in my family that hadn't been to Italy, let alone Europe. Never Italy. And I want your sister Gina to take you. I want her to be your guide because she's been there.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, "Oh, okay, Dad." Kind of a random thing.
Sure.
And then we just kind of forgot about it. And Dad passed a couple months later. And fast forward a couple of years, we're planning this present for my mom. And it was originally an 8-day Greek Isle cruise. And out of nowhere, Gina calls me and says, "Do you think you could get an extra week off of work?" And I'm thinking, wow, man, doable, but really going to be difficult for everybody involved, not just me, obviously Tammy and Jessica. And I don't know why. And she said, I just have this inkling that we should tour Italy, just the two of us together. Mm-hmm. I'm like, "Oh, did Dad tell you this?"
Yeah.
And she said, "No, I just had that feeling that we should do it." I'm like, "Oh, yes, I am definitely going to do that." So that explains a little bit of what Tammy meant when she said that. But also, my dad was asked before he died by my sister, who was doing a video biography of my dad for us.
Yeah.
And she asked him what his favorite song was, what his theme song was. And he said, "It's My Way by Frank Sinatra." Tammy, we heard that song in some way, shape, or form every day on our cruise. I'm not even joking. Whether it was in Spanish during one of those cheesy cruise shows, whether it was in the pool in some hip-hop, you know, EDM version of I'm not being flippant. There was actually even a Rat Pack show on the cruise, and of course they played it then.
Right.
It came to us every way. We were in a marina in Croatia. We were getting a family picture in front of all these beautiful yachts and the backdrop. I mean, it was just like a postcard right there. So we're getting a family picture. I look and I'm like, "Gina, look at the name of that boat. My Way."
And did it my way.
I mean, it was every day. We're laughing.
Yeah, your dad was there in every aspect of that trip. It is so wonderful.
Yeah, yeah, he really was. You know what? It would have been nice if he picked up a check once in a while on that trip. Be paying for it for a while.
Thanks, Dad.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's funny how life works, man.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've never been a big guy about signs, but
you are now.
Oh, I am now, baby.
All but hitting you in the face.
I mean, seriously. Again, at first it was, touching, tearful. At the end, you got to be kidding me.
Yes.
The boat's called My Way.
It's fantastic.
Well, coming up, Taylor Swift's doing a pretty good job selling out arenas all over the world, breaking a ton of records. Good to see that George Strait can still show why he is the king of country. Only the largest crowd in American history. Well done, King George. That's next. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.